What's up, everybody? This is our first episode of Out of Order. I'm Kaya Wiesenauer with my co-host,
Alexa Febrez. Hi. We are both 11th grade Carmel High School students at the 9.3 WHJE studios.
We're going to be listing off different riddles, see if we can figure it out, while also giving you interesting little tidbits in between.
Out of Order is a show where we talk about pretty much anything, but today's episode is about the history of riddles and riddles themselves. So I hope you can all join in.
I've been bamboozled.
Frankly, a beast.
Something no one wants to hear.
Oh no, oh no.
We have a riddle here and it's supposedly the longest one. They claim it's the longest one. I don't think it is.
But we're gonna start reading it anyways. Okay, it states, "This is long and hard to understand, so pay attention.
A man is framed in killing his mother in a horrific car accident. Before he is sent to jail, the imposter comes to him and tells him not to do it. Out of anger, he kills him and searches him to find a time machine. He decides to use it to save his mother and clear his name, all with a little help from the man that ruined his life. When he is in jail, he considers the man's words and thinks what he does might disrupt the time-space continuum. He changes his mind, but something horrible occurs. Something even worse than what you can even imagine. What?"
Okay, so I originally thought it was him going back in time to, like, stop himself, you know, that trope. But maybe aliens show up and it's like, Guardians of the Galaxy or something. I don't know. If it's more horrible than I can imagine, then why would I even try to imagine?
I don't know. I mean, the problem with this riddle is there's so many, like, what ifs and, like, what is... It says, like, the imposter visits him and tells him to do it. Like, we don't know what it is.
Not to do it. Maybe he was, like, he went back in time to be, like, don't try to save your mother. But the dude also changed his mind in jail. So, I don't know. I mean, this would be the first time, like, somebody actually listened to their future selves and had a time machine.
The imposter visits him and tells him not to do it. Out of anger, he kills him and searches him to find a time machine.
Wait. It doesn't specify who is who.
Yeah.
So, he kills him and searches him to find a time machine. He decides to use it to save his mother and clear his name, all with a little help from the man. Oh, does he get killed by his past self or something? Wait, no, that doesn't make sense since he's in jail. Like,
oh!
What?
Okay, so, look, it says, before he's sent to jail, the imposter visits him and tells him not to do it. So what if, like, this is him from the future with, a time machine going back in time telling himself not to do it? Making it so that he actually did kill his mother.
That's what I've been saying.
Oh. I thought you were like, there's a guy coming back in time, just a random person coming back in time, like the person who actually killed his mother and telling him not to kill him or whatever.
No, like, there's only one him, I think, in this story. Show the answer. I think we've...
Okay. The universe is destroyed.
That's a big cop-out. What?
Okay, in an ironic twist, the man brings the destruction he hoped to an end. In a precedented time paradox, the man was supposed to go back in time to save his mother. He steals a car to try to warn her, but his determination to save her causes him to speed and kill his mother. An example of the self-fulfilling paradox, he survives the incident and travels to the time obtained the time machine. He warns his past self not to go back in time, but thinking it's to assure his mother's death, he kills his future self. Thinking about his future self's words, he doesn't go back in time, thus not allow the paradox to take place and destroy the very fabric of the universe. That makes sense.
Yeah, but the thing is with time is that there has to be a first of not... There's gonna be a first timeline that doesn't have whatever time traveler coming back and saying don't do it. There's gonna be a first. If you believe in the multiple timeline thing, maybe it would have a paradox. I don't know. I'm not that educated. But I always found it weird that nobody used common sense and just didn't do it.
Like in movies and stuff?
It's like, if you went back, and people would always say, if I could go back in time, I would go and kill Hitler, or something like that.
Then a bunch of things would be different.
Yeah. We wouldn't have Volkswagen. It's like, there was another thing.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a Nazi car.
Oh,
Hitler wanted it created for his soldiers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. One of the things was, like, if your mom and your dad, like, created you in a Volkswagen, then you went back in time and killed Hitler. Who killed Hitler?
Which means you weren't created, creating time paradox itself.
Right. Exactly. Unless you jumped to a different timeline and killed that timeline, Hitler, and went back to your own where Hitler still exists.
So, if he never went to that time, that means his mother never died. He was never in jail. That's why the universe is destroyed.
Right. Or time doesn't care. I don't know. There's always things about the universe doesn't want you alive or something like that. It's like the universe is an inanimate object. It doesn't care.
Yeah, we don't know. There's, like, no way of telling what would really happen. Because, like, if he stops, would his mother's... Okay, I kind of got lost a little. Let's go on to the next rule, because I'm so confused. You just confused me, like, a lot.
Like, for real. All
right, this is the very long one, so pay attention.
Okay, this one's longer than the last one. I don't think the last one was the longest.
Let's not, this one's...
A man puts on a clean shirt every night before bed. On the first night, he puts on a blue shirt. He then sleeps for 5 hours. Every hour more he sleeps than the night before. Okay, so he sleeps an hour more than the night before, so he would, like, the next night he would be sleeping 6 hours.
Yeah.
He put on a different color shirt the next night according to this scale. Blue, black, red, green, white, pink, orange, brown, purple, yellow, gray, neon green, tan, and teal. Every 1 hour less he sleeps than the last night, he put on a different color shirt. The next night, going backwards on his scale.
So he slept for 6 hours that one night. Then, if he
slept 5 hours for that night, he would
back to blue.
Yeah, for the day. Okay. If he were to wear a blue, different color shirt than going backwards. If he were to wear a blue shirt because he slept more hours than the last night, he does. If it was because he slept less hours than the night before, he skips it and wears a teal shirt instead. If he goes backwards on the scale and goes to blue but would not wear a blue shirt, he still counts blue in his going backwards on his scale. The second night, the man wears a blue shirt because he did not sleep any more or less hours than the last night. The man sleeps for 6 hours that night. The next night, he sleeps for 5 hours. Night number four, he sleeps for 8 hours. The next night, he sleeps for 7 hours. The next night, he sleeps so well, he sleeps for 11 hours. The night number seven, he stays up so late that he only sleeps for 4 hours. The next night, he's so tired, he sleeps for 8 hours. The next night, he sleeps for 8 hours again. The night number 10, he sleeps for 14 hours because he is sick. Since he slept so long the last night, he only sleeps for 7 hours. The next night, he is a little bit tired, so he sleeps for 8 hours. The night after that, he had to do so much work that he only slept for 5 hours. Next night at work, they let him out early and he slept for 9 hours. The next night, he slept for 8 hours, and the last night, he slept for 10 hours. The next night, he put on a different color shirt according to a scale, but the next night, he randomly picked a shirt. At what night will the man wear a blue shirt again?
Tuesday. No, okay.
What?
There's no days of the week.
Tuesday? How'd you get Tuesday?
I was kidding, because there's no days of the week
anymore. Oh.
At what night will the man...
For 5 hours?
The next night he randomly...
You know what?
Well, he slept for 10 hours, so he'd go back once, so blue.
But the next night, he randomly picked a shirt. What night will the man... It's gonna be something like today, since he picked it randomly. Doesn't matter what he did at all, since he randomly picked a shirt. Right?
This one's kind of confusing to me.
I mean,
there's so many, like, this night he went for 14 hours, the next he went for 5, and the next he went for 8, so it's like...
The thing is, all of his data that he did is irrelevant now since he randomly picked a shirt, right? So either the answer is going to be today, or it's going to be never, or something like that, since he...
The next night, he randomly picked the shirt. So, it could have, we wouldn't know because he randomly picked one.
Yeah, all that information they just gave us does not matter.
The answer?
Yeah.
Night number 12.
What? Wait, what?
Wait, what?
He only slept for 5 hours. Oh, no. Since blue is supposed to be 5 hours. And he changes his shirt according to how much...
Oh, I thought it meant, like, after that. I didn't know it meant, like, after, like, the last time he wore it.
I've been bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
Yes. I'm so mad. Like, this...
This one, it was... It's like, there's so much going on. It's hard to think about it.
I'm mad. Alright, everybody, that's all we have for today. I'm Kaya Wiesenauer.
And I'm Alexa Febres. Be watching out for our next episode. We will be reviewing cult classics. And thanks again for watching this episode of Out of Order.